Hello and welcome everyone to another weekly market commentary from Stashaway. With us, of course, our Chief Investment Officer, Freddie Lim, and our Deputy Chief Investment Officer, Stephanie. How are you guys?
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Good to see you. It's been a while, Freddie.
It's been a while. I did have to skip one week, but we're all back together and it's very exciting today. Actually, we want to share with our audience before we get started, actually, that we just launched Stashaway in Thailand. Freddie, anything you want to share with the audience on that topic?
Well, it's clearly another milestone for the firm. But I would say there's a lot more we can do. Stay tuned with us, and we're very happy to start seeing more delivery of our services in the region, and we'll continue to do more of that.
Yeah, no, actually, super exciting news. If you want to learn more, if you're listening in from Thailand, you've been waiting for us to come over there, head over to our website. It's www.stashaway.co.th. With that being said, Freddie and Stephanie, we did get quite a few questions from the audience from our last video, and we do want to get to them. The first is kind of like an icebreaker, Freddie, but Tiago is asking, what's up with that painting behind Freddie? Can Freddie tell us more about that?
Tiago, apologies. Today I switched places without seeing the question first. It would have been behind today. To answer the question, it's an original copy, original piece of the work by Eldor Luongo, who's a four-time Olympic artist. And the painting is called Espanol Flamenco. So the lady who danced, the Spanish dancing lady, bought 20 years ago. Hopefully it's worth something one day.
Considering the headwinds that are present in Chinese sectors, does the team feel that current valuations present ripe opportunities at the moment, or that it will be better to hold a more passive view and continue to assess the stance of the CCP? Stephanie, you would like to take that one?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Philippe, and thanks, Melissa, for the question. So I think if we look at the performance of KWeb and China Internet stocks, they fell roughly 50% from the peaks in February. But in recent days, we've seen some sort of recovery as well. From the bottom, KWeb rebounded about 20%. Given, I think, better than expected earnings coming out from the constituents like Tencent, Meituan, Baba, also buybacks were announced. So, clearly, I mean, when a company announces buybacks, I mean, the company itself sees its shares as being undervalued. So it's a good time for the company to use some of the cash to buy back stock. I think also if you look at more objective measures, for example, if you look at price to earnings ratios, Chinese companies or KWeb's companies are trading at around 17 times PE. And this is actually, if you compare this versus historical average, the average was about 27 times. So if you compare that current PE, these companies are very, very undervalued right now. And the other way to look at this is, of course, I mean, you're investing in growth companies. So it's, I mean, the PE is cheap, but however, are you getting good growth in the future? So another metric to look at is price to earning to growth ratio, what we in a shorthand called PEG. So if you compare KWeb's PEG ratio, currently it's 0.8. So for per unit of PE, you're getting a 0.8% growth. Compare that with US tech stocks, right? US tech internet right now is trading at 2.5. So KWeb is also quite undervalued compared to US technology stocks. And in fact, if you look at the current allocation to KWeb, active managers allocation to China Internet stock is actually at a 16-year low, which shows you, I mean, the market actually really don't like this sector. And that's usually when you find a pretty good value for the long term. Of course, in the short term, I mean, you still see headline risk on newspapers almost every day. So in the short term, the things like the stocks could still be quite volatile. But I think if you look at all these very objective metrics, growth is still very strong and valuations are very, very cheap. So
I would close this Q&A on this particular topic with a particular point, which is if you realize the news just keep coming in, even today, there's more criticism of ride-hailing apps and so on. But one thing that stood starkly different than the past is the fact that each negative news generates significantly less response than before. In fact, K-Web or even Hang Seng Tech today is still ending the day on a positive note despite such news. So that's a very good sign in terms of the market's ability to handle the regulatory news is increasingly resilient now. So clearly, we take a long view, a long-term view on this, but there are positive green shoots emerging.
Yeah,
perfect. So great opportunities to maybe pick those ripe opportunities up in at this time. So moving on then to the third question we've got from LWS. Freddie, this is for you to start with. In the US, a data mining company called Palantir bought $50 million worth of actual gold bars, and they explicitly state that with an anticipation for another Black Swan event. This became a talking point for many financial commenters on YouTube and other places. Any idea what Black Swan event is going to happen? And is Stashaway considering reinvesting into more gold for SRI 36 as a response to Palantir's action?
First of all, I find the news a little weird and bizarre in the sense that, what, you have a $51 billion market cap with Palantir and $50 million in gold bars, 0.1%. And you don't buy ETF that's backed by gold physically in a vault with certain standard. You actually did physical gold. So that, to me, again, is a second bizarre point of the whole news, right? Stashaway's been buying gold since December 2017. However, in July, when we sort of make some changes, SRI 36, the highest risk portfolio, has reduced its gold holding. And that is because primarily we spread that inflation hedge across more number of different assets, in particular non-US equity markets that also are commodity exporters. We sort of use those at double hatting as a inflation insurance plus a growth-oriented allocation. So that's why gold was reduced. It doesn't mean a change fundamentally in our view on gold. We've been having that strategic view on gold since December 2017, and it largely remains unchanged on the whole platform if you look across different portfolios. So for SI 36, it's a bit of a different situation. So just want to qualify that. We don't believe in trying to time the market or predict a black swan, because by definition, they come at the least expected time. That's why it's a black swan. And so sort of before you deploy your first investment dollars, you want to budget for it. That's why the Stashaway risk index, the SRIs, are for. Those are extreme measures of risk and have held up well during COVID, trade war, and the likes. So respect those SRI, what it means, and do think about, you know, you choose 20%, are you sure that's the risk level for you in a black swan event? And they come and go. Your job is not to react to them. Your job is to invest those savings every month. A black swan event happened could actually be a blessing for you in the future. So look, it's really down to financial planning and down to your long-term plans.
No, thank you, Freddie, for wrapping that up on that question. If you ever want your question to be featured on our market commentary, please feel free to just put them in the comment section below or send us an email to support@stashaway.com. We'll pick those up and have them featured here and answered by Freddie and Stephanie. With that being said, we do have quite a few different webinars coming up. And the first one is for our Singapore audience. It's called Attracting, Retaining, and Managing Top Talents in 2021. That's on Wednesday, the 8th of September from 4 to 5 p.m. So you can join us to learn more about managing your star employees, building businesses, and various ways to better attract and retain talents, both financially and culturally, which is obviously getting really, really important. It's difficult to attract and then retain employees. So if you want to learn more about this, you can join us for that event. Again, link is in the show notes below, as well as on our website. We have another one for Singapore. It's called A Deep Dive into Stashaway's Advanced Investment Framework. That's also on Wednesday, the 8th of September, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So if you want to learn more about what Freddie and Stephanie talked about today, according to SRI levels. Please join us for that webinar. In Malaysia, we actually have the same webinar as Singapore, so you can join us at the same time, same place, same link. So again, the link is in the show notes below, as well as on our website. And then last but not least, for our MENA audience, we have what's called a Stash Away Money Chat, a guide to raising money smart kids. So if you want to learn about how to raise your kids financially smart, we'll give you the tools for that. And that's also Wednesday, September 8th, 6 to 7 p.m. MENA local time. That's it for this week. Again, thank you all very, very much for tuning in, always sharing your questions. So keep them coming for us. Freddie, Stephanie, myself are always happy to receive them. With that being said, have a great week. Go check out our Thailand Stash Away website if you're in Thailand, and tell all your friends about it. Otherwise, we will see you again shortly. Have a great week.